10H. Listen to the following urban legend about a mysterious intruder. Then answer the questions.
Urban legend. I heard this story from a friend of mine who was visiting his family in Japan. He has a cousin living in Kyoto, a student at the university there, and this weird thing happened to him. Completely freaked him out, you know. Well, you'll see why. He was in the final year of his studies and was living by himself in this nice condo not far from the university. It was a small place, but it was quiet, which was handy since it meant he could study in the evenings, no disturbances. Then, one day, he came home from lectures and took a shower. Something felt wrong, and it took him a while to realise what it was. The water was slightly warmer than usual, as if someone had changed the temperature setting. Then he noticed a long dark hair by the drain. His own hair was short. The cleaner, maybe? She could have been cleaning the shower. That would explain the hair. And if she'd cleaned the faucet, she could have changed the setting by accident. Yeah, that made sense. But as the weeks went by, he began to notice other things, too. Little things, like the handle of his teacup facing the wrong way on the shelf. A drawer slightly open, when he was sure he'd closed it. 4 packs of noodles in the cupboard, when he thought there'd been 5. Then one night he woke up, sweating. He was sure there was somebody moving about in the kitchen. He could hear the creak of the floor, and then the clunk of a cupboard door being shut. He was terrified. Of course he was. But he forced himself to turn the light on. Then he got out of bed. His legs were shaking, but he made it to the kitchen to see what was going on. Nobody there. Everything looked normal. There were a few tea leaves on the work surface, but that could have been him from the night before. He couldn't be sure. Well, he wasn't going to take any chances. He had been badly spooked. He couldn't shake off the feeling that someone was sneaking into his apartment. Maybe they had a spare key from the previous owner and were letting themselves in. The feeling was so strong that he decided to set up video cameras in the various rooms. If someone was sneaking into his place, he was going to catch them. The following night, he got back late. Long session at the lab. Anyway, he played back the surveillance video. To his amazement, he saw the shadowy form of a woman moving about the rooms. He sat back in his chair, stunned. So what time had she left? He fast-forwarded the video and saw the final image of her climbing into a closet and closing the door. It was the closet behind his computer chair. He looked at the screen more closely and saw the gleam of an eye watching him through the crack between the two doors. She was still there, watching him, watching her on the screen. Fast as he could, he jumped out of the chair. As he ran, he heard the cupboard doors burst open behind him. He didn't look back. He ran from the flat. He was barefoot, no cell, no keys, but he kept running. Up to the next floor he went and banged on a neighbour's door. It was late, but luckily a man answered and he was able to call the police. When the police arrived, they checked the apartment. And there, on the top shelf of a closet, they found a thin mattress and several plastic bottles. Apparently, a homeless woman had been living in the apartment for months without him realising. His mind had been too focused on his studies to notice the signs. Despite changing the locks, he never felt comfortable in the apartment again. He kept seeing those eyes watching him from the cupboard door.